I should get the mail.
Marijuana posts is now following you.
Well, great.
So I go to my door.
Where is Bone Crusher now?
Same Thomas on the trip, you watch. Flew him back to the talk 92 bricks in front of 560 state. Now the next stone go from where I used to throw bricks. So it's only right, I'm still tossing around Knicks. Probably bunch of auntie a couple bags. I probably front your uncle a couple halves. Was in the S class, you were just in class. You know I was finna blow like a meth flash. Granted the operation out Maryland. Meaning every Jones in the caravan. To the show on the road out in VA. Drop a couple walk, we're rolling in the PA. Start slowing up, took a trip down there to see how he was holding up. War's on, now he got shot again. This time he was going for good, then we got it in. Every guy knocked, we was down 10. The whole team, hot walls closing in. Niggas can't tell me shit about
all right.
Much cocaine, man, I done seen it all.
Never give a fuck. You think I'm supposed to give a fuck now because I'm rich?
I'm sorry, what?
Shit on me made me worse.
Hey, shitting on yourself,
it's some crazy shit.
Shit, 45.
You about to know John Seven, then I think the bomber.
That's right, this jam is rated Cold Medina. I'm in agreement. That is
officially in the building.
My rating system as well.
Ladies love Cool J. LL Cool J chops it up with Ed Lovell. Hear all the talk about his new album, Go To, his battle with Kumo D.
I'm double platinum. I'm watching you get dizzy up.
And much, much more. Tomorrow, 4 p.m. East, 1 p.m. West.
It's the Ed Lover Show on Backspin.
A new Ed Lover album coming out, huh? Or a new Hello Cool J album coming out, rather. That's... Huh. Well, why not?
Try to survive. Try to stay alive.
Nice day, clear skies, gonna be a fucking hot one, I think, around here, anyway. I don't know what it'll be like in San Francisco, probably. I would not be surprised if it was still foggy there, but, Yeah, I don't know enough about weather. Why don't you try giving me a call? It's 707-925-2662. Let's see if this thing is set up. Try not to die just like a dope fiend. Otherwise, too short, we'll write a song about you. Actually, maybe that wouldn't be so bad. Depending on what type of life you led, you know. Hello, you're on the air. Who is this?
Hi, this is Josh.
Hey, Josh. How's it going? Where are you at?
I'm in New Hampshire. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. It's, you know, it's a Friday. I don't know. Like, I woke up feeling a little... I've been tired this week, but I got a good night's sleep last night, so at least I'm going into the weekend feeling strong.
Call from unknown caller.
Oh, my.
Press 1. To send a voicemail, press 2.
Stop. Hello? You still there?
To accept, press 1.
No,
to send a voicemail, press 2.
You still there, Josh? Guess not. Huh. Well, shit. Not sure what happened there if I hit this 614 person persistently. Hello, who is this? What's going on? Disconnected. All right. Well, black stand tall and hard. Even though some people give you no respect, be intelligent. When you put them in check, it's when you're ignorant, you get treated that way. And when they throw you in jail, you got nothing to say. So if you don't listen, it's not my fault. Do not disturb is off. Click to call is off. I don't know. You know, if anyone else has anything else, give it another shot here. It's 707-925-2662. I think I might have accidentally hit the take call button when that other call came in instead of the hang up button, which might have caused that call waiting confusion. I'm not sure. So, you guys want to call back or give it a call? I don't know. We are hanging. In-car hang sesh, if you will, with my man Tupac Shakur. Maybe you've heard him.
Fabricated sabotage, keep the potatoes with a lady going on a crate. Please, you better clean it up.
Josh, is that you again?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, hey, hello, how are you?
I am well.
Fantastic. What's on your mind?
You excited for, are you excited for PAX? Looking forward to your panel?
Yeah. PAX should be a good time. We're planning stuff out. Yeah, I mean, we're not necessarily planning the panel out, because why start now? We've got some stuff lined up. There's like this, we're going to have a space off the show floor that we're doing this Friday night thing. Our panel's on Saturday night. And then Rory opened up, you know, we're letting like 100 people in to this thing that we're doing on Friday night, which should be fun too. And there might actually be some games there. I'm not sure what the deal is. It's like GameSpot's getting a space for the duration of the show for people to hang out in or whatever. We're just like taking it over one night to do a little live show, which it's nice. Like it's like prepared in a way that we normally aren't for PAX. So yeah, I'm pretty excited about it.
Yeah, I was at the bar in Boston, and it was kind of a shit show.
It was absolutely 100% a fucking shit show, dude. Yeah, it was. Let's say a big catalyst for getting this space instead of just fucking trying to throw stuff together. Yeah, that was a really unfortunate situation at Boston. That thing was supposed to be better than that. But I didn't plan that thing. So yeah.
Yeah, the impression I got from the staff that was working there is that they were maybe surprised by the turnout.
Yeah.
And they hit their building capacity, because I waited in line for a little bit. It wasn't too long. But Patrick and Brad had to wait in line just to get in the building, because even though they knew they were part of the event, they had reached their fire department capacity limit. So
yeah.
No one could get in.
Yep. Yeah, it was... It was real crazy, that thing. It was originally supposed to be at a different spot, but I guess, you know, whoever was picking spots didn't actually book it. I don't know exactly what happened. But anyway, the original spot that the event was supposed to happen at was not available. So, and we didn't find that out until the day of. So someone had to scramble and find a new space, and it was not an ideal spot for it. But that's... unfortunate that all went down. So I'm hoping enough people saw that to realize, like, oh, you guys actually, like, people actually show up to your stuff, so we should probably plan a real event. So this is kind of the first little step in that direction. We'll kind of see how it goes, and hopefully get something bigger for Boston and kind of just going forward.
Yeah, that would be great. So it looks like you might be doing some sort of a stream from the Friday night thing, maybe?
Yeah, that's the idea, yeah. The Friday night thing, it's from a restaurant in the area, and it only holds about 100 people. So we're kind of taking RSVPs for that 100 people, or I guess that's actually closed, because it filled up pretty fast, and then we will live stream that out, and then it will go up on the site after the fact also. I don't think, we're not going to stream the PAX panel. I don't know if we're in a room that allows for streaming, because PAX does some of its own streams, so there's a chance that the panel itself might get streamed, but we're not planning on it.
You'll do the typical archive thing after the fact?
Yeah, we'll shoot it and put it up later, and along with whatever else happens kind of during PAX, video-wise. But and then, you know, there's that Harmonix Wrestling panel, I think that's on Sunday, and I think some other guys are on a smattering of other panels, but I don't know what their schedules are like, but it should be a good time. Seattle's a fun city to, like that downtown area, there's like a good number of just like little bars and restaurants and stuff to kind of, if you want to get out and do something else. So, it's a good spot.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right, man, you got anything else on your mind?
No, I'm good.
All right, man.
Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah. All right. I'll talk to you later. See ya.
All right.
All right, take care.
Yep, bye.
And I'm trying to get in some draws, so put me on with these hoes, homie. Told me don't rush to get grown. Try slow, homie. Try slow, homie.
That Royal Rumble panel is just going to grow and grow until someone gets hurt, I think. It's really the only way this could go. Area code 979. Hello, who is this? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Mary from Austin.
Hey, Mary, how's it going? What's going on in Austin?
It's pretty cool. Nice. Weather's getting nice and cool, finally. Not 100 degrees. Not a terrible summer.
Cool. Yeah, I haven't really been to Texas much, so I just always assume that all summer long it's like 1,000 degrees and just a hellish nightmare, but...
That's pretty accurate.
All right. Cool. Well, what's on your mind? You got a question? Got anything? What's going on?
Yeah, I have an anime question.
All right, finally. The real stuff.
I was wondering if you ever actually watched Akira.
No, I have not watched Akira. I bought it. They did like a DVD re-release years ago that would like... That they were like, oh, we remastered it, and it's got the original voices, or whatever, you know, or whatever it was. I bought that because I was buying like a ton of DVDs at the time. Hello. It still says that this call is in session, but then the music started again. I don't know. I'm not sure what's happening here. Anyway, just to finish that. There was a time when I was buying like a ton of DVDs. I was buying a whole lot of DVDs, so I bought Akira at that point. This makes it look like I'm still on the phone, but there's another call. All hell is breaking loose over here. But I never actually watched it. I still have it. In fact, I want to say I opened it up and ripped it to my hard drive recently. Took the shrink wrap off of it, you know, 10 years later or something like that. I haven't actually watched it yet. All right. The 760. Hey, what's going on? Who is this? Where are you?
Oh, man, hi. It's Robert from Germany.
Hey, what's going on? What's happening in Germany? Are you at Gamescom? Are we getting breaking late post-Gamescom news?
Well, no, because I was at Gamescom a few years ago, but it sucks. It's way too filled with people, and I don't know where to go. So many people, and there are huge lines in front of the huge games, like 4 hours, five hours for Call of Duty, for example.
Yeah, no, it's a crazy... It's I've never been, but the lines look... really wild. Like the lines, just the number of people that get into that thing looks like almost like it should be illegal. It just looks frightening how many people get packed into that thing.
Yeah, and you have to think about it. You can play those games in a few months, and I don't know, it's a lot of time waiting there.
Yeah, yeah. So what's on your mind? You got a question, or
I think I forgot my question. I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's nice.
No. I got it back. I just want to know, what do you expect out of Forza Horizon 2? Because I'm a huge fan of the first game. I think you are too. And what do you expect from it?
I'm sorry, what was the name of the game? You chopped up a little bit there.
Oh, sorry. Forza Horizon 2?
Oh, Forza Horizon 2, yeah, no, it's I am interested in seeing it, for sure. I haven't really taken too close of a look at it just yet. You know, it's one of those things, like, it'll be out soon enough, so I'll just kind of play it when it's finished. But, I really enjoyed the first game. I think that it splits a balance between, you know, the simulation and kind of serious aspects of Forza, while just kind of making the events and the activities a little more exciting. You know, it's I'm not enough of a car guy that I absolutely have to have real world tracks and endurance runs of like make do 100 laps on this track and all this other stuff. Like that's not the kind of racing game player I am. So like the serious attention to detail that they take on the cars is something that I really appreciate, and being able to do that in a setting that is like more fun than standard Forza, like that's kind of ideal for me. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I hope it's great.
Do you like Brothers Hop coming to Forza?
like what coming to Forza?
Drivers Hop.
Oh, Drivers Hop. Yeah, I mean that's hopefully they'll get better with that stuff. I think that the Drivatar stuff was a hassle in Forza 5, but if you look at, you know, kind of Horizon being set in an open world, I imagine that, like, I mean, just the feel of the racing is a lot different in an open world than it is on a circuit, so hopefully the Drivatar stuff will not be as much of a problem as it was for me in the main game, but yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, man, I also too. So thank you for all your content, man. I always listen to your podcast and I watch the stuff on your site. I really like it. So
awesome.
Thanks, man.
Oh, thanks a lot. Have a good day or night or I don't. Or, what time is it there?
It's almost 7 p.m.
Okay.
I'm waiting for you to go live with the Friday show. So
yeah, okay. Cool. All right. Well, that'll be a few hours, like 4 hours from now, I think. Five. I don't know. Math is hard.
Yeah, okay. I'll wait it out, man. So, peace out, man.
All right, see ya.
See ya.
Okay. Yeah, Forza. Hey, who's this? Where are you calling from? Oh, God.
Jeff, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Where are you? Who are you? What's going on? Hello. Hi.
Hi. My name's Andrew. I'm from Placerville in California. That's between Sacramento and Tahoe.
Yeah, like gold country kind of, right?
Yeah, I actually used to work for a gold mining company here.
Okay. Yeah, I went out there for like a field trip in the fifth grade. We were out in that area doing, you know, it's like we're gonna take kids and let them pan for gold or something stupid like that. But yeah, I've not been out there in a very long time. How's it going? Hello?
Discovery Museum and interact with all the displays.